The success equation starts with our mindset and controlling our thoughts. Good ideas create positive habits, which yield favorable results. Once you realize this, you will make the space within yourself to realign harmoniously with your essential self and become the best that you can be with the gifts that you have been given.
Welcome, visionaries, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs, leaders, and growth seekers of all types to the Passion Struck podcast. Hi, I'm John Miles, a peak performance coach, multi-industry CEO, Navy veteran, and entrepreneur on a mission to make passion go viral for millions worldwide. And each week I do so by sharing with you an inspirational message and interviewing high achievers from all walks of life who unlock their secrets and lessons to becoming passion struck. The purpose of our show is to serve you, the listener, by giving you tips, tasks, and activities you can use to achieve peak performance and pursue the passion-driven life you have always wanted to have. Now, let's become Passion Struck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 120 of Passion Struck. And thank you to each and every one of you who comes back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. And if you're new to the show, on Fridays, I do an inspirational episode we call Momentum Fridays or Answer Listener Questions. On Tuesday, we have long-form interviews and conversations with some of the world's most inspiring people, from astronauts to authors, thinkers, creators, scientists, CEOs, and athletes. This week, we had on U.S. Air Force veteran, consultant, and TEDx speaker, Dr. Janelle McCauley. And Janelle and I spoke about how to take command of your mindset to discover your high performance path to sustainable success and joy, which is a great lead-in to our episode today. We hear the term success all the time, and it carries considerable weight today in society, both in how others perceive our success and how we define it for ourselves. As I've discussed in previous episodes, many people define success as earning a degree, buying a house, a car, or a yacht. It could also be determined by their career, awards, accolades, and recognition. For others, it may mean getting married and starting a family. But have you really thought about success as giving back to the world and making a difference in other people's lives? Or perhaps success is doing the things you love when you want to do them and with whom you want to do them with. Renowned author and leadership consultant Miles Monroe once said, "True success is not a project, but a journey." This quote does an excellent job summarizing that success is not determined by a single event, but through a succession of steps and actions. It shows that we are never to conclude that a person is unsuccessful simply because of temporary situations that do not fit into the general description of success. In today's episode, I will be diving deep into the true meaning of success. I will discuss the habits of successful people and how you can achieve great things by defining success on your own terms. First, let's examine the unique rags-to-riches story of American businesswoman and Shark Tank celebrity Barbara Cochran. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Before we begin, I would like to emphasize that this podcast is part of my hope and desire to bring zero-cost information to the general public about how to create an intentional life. In keeping with that theme, I would like to thank the sponsors of today's episode. Thank you, 10,000, for sponsoring this podcast. Physical health is essential for me and forms the very foundation for achieving elite performance and high cognitive ability. If you're like me, it's hard to find training products that are built strong enough to stand up to my HIIT classes, gym days, spin classes, CrossFit, and everything else that I do. That's why I absolutely love 10,000 Apparel and their dedication to continuous improvement. Their name reflects Malcolm Gladwell's prescription for perfection, and 10,000 is so true to that philosophy. I especially love their versatile, lightweight, breathable shirts and interval shorts, which feature an optional liner. They actually have a team of over 200 athletes testing their gear to ensure that they're creating the perfect fit, fabric, trims, and design. 10,000 is offering Passion Struck listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc and enter code PassionStruck to receive 15% off your purchase. That is TENTHOUSAND.cc and enter code PassionStruck. Our next partner, Coda, has a product I use daily with my dispersed teams. It takes a lot to run a media company and put on a podcast like this. And it's great that I'm able to work from anywhere. But do you know what's not great? Having teams spread out across the world who I need to keep all on the same page. And that is why I am such a huge fan of Coda. If your work is like mine and spread out across documents, spreadsheets, and a bunch of workflow tools, then Coda is going to be perfect for you. It helps how I'm able to view information and make changes just once that show up everywhere. With Coda, you can solve for just about anything. And right now, you can get started with having your own team all work together. Head over to coda.io/passionstruck. That's coda.io to get started for free. coda.io/passionstruck. Please consider those who support this show and make it possible and free for our listeners. And I know all these codes can be difficult to remember, so we put them in one spot at passionstruck.com/deals. Now, let that journey begin. It was another school day, and Barbara Cochran attended the reading class she so dreaded. Her teacher, Mrs. Marie, wrote a sentence on the board and looked around the room to see whom she would call on to read it. "Hey, Barbara," she called out, pointing at her with the ruler in her hand. "Read this out." Timidly, Barbara stood up and nervously attempted to read the sentence, but she couldn't. She then stared at the sentence for what appeared to be hours, but couldn't figure out how to read it. Steadily, Mrs. Marie walked towards her seat and thwack, she landed her ruler on the back of Barbara's neck. She leaned over close enough for Barbara to see the black hairs twitching on her chin. And she said, "Barbara Ann, if you don't learn to pay attention, you will always be stupid." Hearing this, the entire classroom burst out in laughter. Barbara sucked in her breath, counted to 100, and concentrated hard so that the tears burning in her eyes wouldn't leak out. After class, she cried all the way to their house on Undercliff Avenue, ran up to the woods, and sat on a rock by a stream. She was convinced she would never learn how to read. Every time she guessed, she was wrong. And when she knew she was right, she was still wrong. She often found herself distracted and unable to concentrate. She couldn't understand the words unless they were read to her. B always looked like D, P looked like G, and E just looked plain weird. Unknown to her at that time, she suffered from dyslexia. Barbara stifled her tears in time for dinner, not wanting anyone in her family to know that her teacher had said that she was stupid. How could she be, she thought to herself. She was the family entertainer. She created the games and came up with the ideas for the shows that she and her four siblings would often hold in their basement. She had always thought that she was brilliant, but now felt like she was the dumb kid. After the family had dinner and the table was cleared, her mom asked her to stay with her in the kitchen. "Barbara, I got a call from your teacher today, Mrs. Stella Marie," she told Barbara while she was sweeping the floor. "She said you are having trouble reading." Barbara's eyes welled with tears. Her mom put down the broom, held her shoulders with both hands, and looked her straight in the eyes. "Barbara," she said encouragingly, "don't you worry about it. You have a wonderful imagination, and with it, you can fill in any blanks." With that, she smiled and picked up her broom. Years later, Cochran revealed, "I feel like my whole life I have been insecure about looking not smart. So I feel like everything I do is a constant attempt to prove to whoever is around me that I measure up. I am also proving to myself that I'm always running around with insecurity." In the years that followed, she didn't let that feeling of insecurity halt her ambitions, but her success surely didn't come overnight. By the time she turned 23, Cochran had already had 20 jobs and was working as a waitress. This is the point when she obtained a $1,000 loan to launch her real estate company in New York City. 30 years later, she oversees a $5 billion real estate business, is a successful TV personality, and is the author of Shark Tales, How I Turned $1,000 into a $1 billion Business. This story leads to a series of essential questions. Is there a wrong view of success? What is the meaning of true success? How can we define it for ourselves? Is success measurable? And what can I do to achieve true success? Listen on as I discuss the answers to these questions and help you understand how to define success in your own life. We'll be right back to the Passion Struck podcast. Did you know that 90% of coffee from the grocery store is actually stale? You heard that right, and think you love needs an upgrade. Instead of buying the same old, let Trade Coffee send you something freshly roasted that you're literally guaranteed to love. I personally really enjoyed taking their free coffee quiz, which helped me pinpoint the best option for my particular taste. I am currently drinking their Panther coffee, which comes from Guatemala. I love how it has taste of chocolate, black cherry, Gala apple, and is so sweet and creamy. And for our listeners right now, Trade Coffee is offering $20 off your first three bags when you go to drinktrade.com/passionstruck. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. To get started, take their quiz at drinktrade.com/passionstruck and start your journey to your perfect cup. That's drinktrade.com/passionstruck for $20 off your first three bags. Today's podcast is also sponsored by Coinbase. And if you're like me, investing in cryptocurrency felt at first like a secret or an exclusive club. I know I felt a bit overwhelmed. And using Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell so simple. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market, and millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/passionstruck. Sign up at coinbase.com/passionstruck for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for only a limited time, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/passionstruck. And again, we know how difficult it is to remember all these promo codes, so we put them in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Now, back to Passion Struck. So let's answer the first question. Is there a wrong view of success? Author Stephen Covey remarks, if the ladder is not leaning against the right wall, every step we take gets us to the wrong place faster. This statement clearly indicates that it is possible to pursue the wrong kind of perceived success. You may find it interesting to know that many people's definitions and ideas of success are inaccurate, deceptive, and unacceptable. They often adhere to what society tells them is important, the pursuit of materialistic things, or what others might call the quantified society, where we are judged by various metrics such as followers, likes, grades, types of car we drive, salary, size of our house, etc. The higher someone scores on those metrics, the more successful society determines them to be. And if you want to hear more about this topic, I would encourage you to listen to the episode I did, number 96, where I covered materialism in an entire podcast episode. When you base your success around fame, wealth, possessions, titles, or accolades, you find yourself unable to enjoy and be passionate about what you are doing. Thus, success by that definition is, by definition, made up and doesn't exist. Instead of following an explorative or creative mindset, we turn life into a competition. In short, we pursue the made-up system of what society tells us we should be doing instead of the life we were meant to be living. When this happens, you are almost certain to suppress your natural instincts to pursue true and lasting success. This will most certainly lead to a general sense of discontentment with life. This is why you must define the version of success for yourself and yourself alone before attempting to achieve it. So now that we've explored that first question, let's delve into the second one. What is the meaning of true success, and how can I go about defining it for myself? True success always begins with who you are as a person and the unique abilities, talents, and gifts that you have been given. On your road to becoming successful, you need to first ask yourself, what does success mean to me? Success begins in our minds. Said another way, our thoughts become actions, and actions produce outcomes. So the success equation starts with our mindset and controlling our thoughts. Good ideas create positive habits, which yield favorable results. Once you realize this, you will make the space within yourself to realign harmoniously with your essential self and become the best that you can be with the gifts that you have been given. The goal of defining your own success is to begin by living a life based on your own terms and expectations. This starts by focusing your actions on activities that bring you joy, a sense of fulfillment, service to others, and advancement. In defining true success for yourself, you need to stay true to a more profound sense of purpose and meaning. You need to have the courage to pursue your own journey when confronted by fear, uncertainty, and obstacles that life will throw at us. You need to choose your own path, especially when those things hit you, instead of merely following the empty promise of conventional success. In doing so, you must be conscious and intentional about living to your core values that genuinely allow you to connect to a cause or community that goes beyond yourself. Whatever success you achieve should connect you with others and positively impact their lives. So that begs the question, is success measurable? According to the article, The True Measure of Success, which appeared in the Harvard Business Review, there is a sequence for selecting metrics that allow a company to comprehend, track, and oversee the cause and effect relationships that determine its performance. These same steps, taken in this exact order, can also be used and applied to charting one's personal goals. And the four steps go like this. First, define your governing purpose. Second, assess the drivers of that purpose by developing a theory of cause and effect. Third, identify the specific activities that you can execute to achieve the desired objectives. Fourth, measure your outputs to ensure that they constantly align with your end goals. A clear governing purpose is essential to individual success because it guides the allocation of time and effort. Defining one's objective requires us to outline what success is to each of us individually, considering, as I spoke about before, our unique abilities. Developing a theory of cause and effect to assess presumed drivers of the objectives translates to examining your reasons for choosing that goal and what achieving them will result in. Identifying the specific activities that can help achieve the governing objective translates to consciously making actionable plans and taking steps to lead to your desired goals. Measuring your outputs to ensure that they align with the objectives translates to consistently reviewing your plans and ensuring they are well in line with your end destination. So now that I've given you a technique to measure your success, let's talk about what you can do to achieve true success. In achieving true and lasting success, you need to actively pursue what you aim for. Let's go back to our story about Barbara Corcoran. Because of her dyslexia, Corcoran was labeled the dumb kid by her teachers and classmates. However, she later said that that bullying drove her to work harder and learn the skills she needed to succeed. In like manner to Barbara, you can use the rejections and obstacles that you face in your own life to fuel your desired future. Realize that success is a continuous process and not a fixed destination. It's not just a state of being, but an evolving journey of achieving your goals by taking actions step by step. Most importantly, it would be impossible to achieve your goals without having the full faith in yourself and your own capabilities, no matter how hard you try. Even though Barbara Corcoran had a learning disability, she learned that her past did not define her future, and she could rise above that and believe in her ability to be successful. Corcoran made significant personal strides without recognizing the extent of the odds that were stacked against her. Her success alone is confirmation that looking good on paper, that is, being at the top of your class, the best athlete, or even progressing at the same rate as your peers, does not equate to the success that you can have in the future in your life. Without belief in yourself, the hard work, sleepless nights, and effort that you put in along the way simply goes down the drain. Do not permit yourself to have self-defeating thoughts, and don't give in to excuses and reasons why you cannot achieve a successful and fulfilling life. As we heard a few weeks ago from New York Times bestselling author Jen Bricker Bauer in episode 107, everything is possible when you believe you can achieve it. Begin Begin where you are. Study the daily routine of other successful people and adjust your routine accordingly. Follow your plan strictly, and with focus and dedication, you can achieve the seemingly impossible and become the genuine success that you hope to be. So I've given you a lot of information today to digest, so let me wrap this up for you. American chef and author Marcela Vaidulid said, "True success will come when you have the courage to be yourself." When you start focusing on yourself and stop trying to be like everyone else, you will be able to recognize and put to practical use all your unique potential and abilities that you've been given. In doing so, you will realize that true success is not found merely in materialistic things, but in maximizing your potential for the benefit of yourself and the others who you impact in your life. I'll leave you with this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson, where he says, "What is success? To laugh often and much? To win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children? To earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends? To appreciate the beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded. And I've learned throughout my life that I and I alone determine my own version of success. Therefore, my parting words to you are that you have to define success for yourself, and no one knows the end result better than you. I wish you all the success in your life. And if you're new to this show, or you want to introduce it to a friend or family member, we now have episode starter packs, both on Spotify and our website, which are collections of your favorite episodes that we organize by topic. And these will give any new listener a great way to understand and appreciate everything that we do here on the show. They're in different categories, such as overcoming adversity, being intentional in your life, physical, mental, and spiritual health, relationship health, entrepreneurship, and many, many others. And if you would prefer to watch these or watch them in addition to listening to them, we also have a YouTube channel at John R. Miles with well over 250 different videos to give you tons of inspiration to fill your life. And if there's a question you would like to ask me or a topic like today's you would like to hear me discuss, you can email me at MomentumFriday@passionstruck.com or hit me up on Instagram at John R. Miles or LinkedIn at John Miles. And the same goes with a guest that you would like to see me interview. And speaking of guests, we have some truly fabulous ones coming up, including New York Times bestselling authors Susan Cain, Gretchen Rubin, and Admiral James Stavridis, astronaut Nicole Stott, podcast hosts Kathy Heller and Jordan Harbinger, Robert Greenlee, who was one of the first people ever indoctrinated into the Podcast Hall of Fame, and so many other incredible guests. Now go out there and live life passion struck.
Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passion Struck podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.